Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor chala de do mein. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Janine.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's see here. Yeah, there we go. Looky, looky, looky. Who is that guy? Whew. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So it's a new year. It's a new year. And man, I don't know about you, but you know, last year, well, quite frankly, last year, there were some challenges. Did y'all experience a few challenges in your year? Maybe? Just a couple? I don't know. It just, it felt like last year had a number of challenges associated with it. And I got... I got wore out. Is the fact of the matter. And so I have put a lot of pressure on myself to try to get back into the groove of things. I've had to make some changes. My booker, who books all my guests for me, who booked all my guests for me, that's one of my kids, and she has taken a career change and picked up a full-time job, and then has gone into ministry school, which I'm thrilled, by the way. But it has meant that has kind of, that responsibility now has fallen on me, and I was doing pretty good with it, and then my started having a lot of physical challenges, issues with my eye, like I did yesterday. Yesterday was really difficult during the show, and I've changed the time I'm doing the show. I'm doing this early morning time, and I have to confess to you, I've never been an early morning person. That's just never been my thing. I have always been kind of a late night kind of guy. Although, you know, when I owned my companies and before I completely and totally burned out my adrenal gland and so forth, I did, in fact, you know, I would be up late and then I would be up early, which is part of the reason why they said that I lived 75 years of my first 42 years of life. Essentially, I burned out my adrenals and gave myself 3 to 6 months to live. That was the result of running 5 companies and building multiple businesses and having a media outlet and radio program and Christian record label and an investigative company and all the different things that I had that were all decimated by 9/11. Nonetheless, so I used to have, you know, this second gear that I could go to, but yeah, I'm 60 now and I burned out my adrenals 20 years ago. So I don't have that second gear. And, boy, that has been a hard one to get through. And then the accident that I had 5 years ago. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people that I've spoken with, almost everyone that I've ever spoken with about the accident, they kind of fall into a couple of different buckets, if you will. Folks that hear the story and, you know, I mean, everyone's in the bucket of, wow, that's, you know, quite a story and quite amazing and so on. Then there's the kind of I heard it, but it takes a minute to comprehend, to really get what all happened and so on. And for those folks, they'll come back around into my life and they'll say, hey, you know, so how you doing? You know, y'all better now. And then I go back through and explain, you know, degloving the face and the broken orbital and the fracture to the base of the back of my skull on both sides, fracturing the base of my skull on both sides, breaking my neck front and back C3, breaking my back in 3 places between T1 and T5, breaking my entire right rib cage, breaking both wrists and both hands, breaking my pelvis, my hip, breaking my femur in half, snapping the femur in half, and snapping both the tibia and the fibula in half completely, and having all 4 of those bones sticking out of the leg. And that's my left leg. That's one leg. And that's my good leg. And then on the right side, crushing the bottom of my right knee, crushing the top of the right tibia to the point they had to use bone glue, plates, and screws to give me a tibia for the bottom of my knee to sit upon, and severing all the nerves below my right knee and the main artery below my right knee. That's why I've talked about that, you know, having a gentleman who was a captain in a forward medical unit in Afghanistan, who treated severely injured soldiers, who looked at my video presentation and said, okay, so the trauma you had to your head and neck and back, that should have killed you. The trauma that you had, you know, to your legs, that should have killed you. The trauma that you had actually just to your head, not even counting your back and your rib cage and so on, you know, that could have killed you. He said there's three different groupings that I could talk to you about of soldiers that I saw come through that did not survive just that grouping. Never have I seen anybody who has had all of the injuries. And to Captain Ben, who shared that story with me. But, you know, I had a nurse who came through from a nursing school who said, introduced me to her class after some conversation with me as the only living cadaver she'd ever met. I say that to say that, and I'm not, this isn't about a pity party for Pastor Greg. I hope that you, in fact, get some inspiration that in spite of challenges that you may face, that you can make a difference and you can go forward. So where I was at was just saying that it has been a bit more challenging than 2022 was just a little bit more challenging than I thought that it was going to be, if that makes any sense. It was a bit more difficult, and getting out and getting around has been a little bit more difficult. I've had some really big issues with my bad leg, cramping and twisting, and I've got a masseuse that's trying to work some of this out, but he's noticed some things and he's kind of had to go back to the drawing board to try to figure out, you know, how the connections work and what can he do to help the process along, because it's a lot. And so the third grouping is those that just kind of go, wow, we really get it. We really get, you know, to the extent that you can get it and not be living it, we get it. And so it is, this has been so far, you know, 2022, especially towards the latter part of 2022, it all started to catch up with me a little bit. Now, I thank God I have been more mobile, and to a degree that may be part of the challenge of what I'm facing, is because of the fact that I'm getting up and doing more and trying to push and trying to walk more. I'm stressing areas and muscles and ligaments and tendons and so on that I haven't stressed over the last few years. But for medical professionals, and I've done a lot of interacting with medical professionals mainly, and I think there's a lot of more awareness of health because of the vax issue, because of these, you know, health related assaults and attacks that have been taking place, I believe people are more alert to and more aware of that kind of thing. But as I've you know, interacted with a lot of those folks, and to find out that it was just 5 years ago when this accident took place. And I've often thought about that when it comes to, you know, listening to the testimonies of people who've gone through, you know, these traumatic experiences. And then when you get into it and you look them up, or you look up their name or what have you, well, what you discover is that it's been 10 years or 15 years or even 20 years since their accident happened, not five. I started doing this radio program again 3 months after the accident. 3 months. I would hold my cell phone with the only hand that I had available that worked, my left hand, and call in, and Justin Radkowski would run the board, and he would call my guests, and he would make the connection to the stations, and he would record the program on Spreaker, and he did that. And I gave him what I could to help support what he was doing, but he wasn't in it for the money. He did it because he believed in the cause. And I'm so appreciative of that. And, Mike Taylor was the guy that stepped in and took over for 3 months, so the show kept going. And I'm grateful for that. And so, you know, here we, 3 months out, I'm back on the radio. And then I had a studio situation set up, and I had some folks that helped. Stephen Kehoe gathered people together and helped get people to move things and bring things ultimately to the house, so that I could do the program. And I would basically crawl out of bed into my wheelchair and roll to the end of the bed where the desk was set up and do the program in my bedroom. And that was the best that I could do, but we did it. All right, I'm going to take a break a little bit more with Memory Lane, and then I've got something new that I'm going to do, and I want to talk to you about discerning and about discernment and about how you discern truth from fiction. There's a lot of fiction out there. There's not a whole lot of truth. And it's really important how we process what we're hearing so we come to the right conclusions. I'll be back with more right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So I'm going to show you. Do I dare to do? Yeah, I guess I got to do it like that, but I can't. Well, let me do that. There. All right. Okay. All right. So let's go over here. Now, I got to figure out. That's that frame. That's not the issue. Guest background page. Unlock. And then there. There we go. All right. So I changed some settings yesterday to kind of create a clearer picture. But in doing so, it changed the schematics on the page, and so everything is a little different than it was, so my apologies, but kind of I guess today giving you a little bit of a background on how all the magic works. You didn't know there was magic? It's kind of magical. When I first started doing all of this, I thought it was pretty magical. But yeah, so me not invert that. Let me grab that. Okay, there we go. And then we're going to bring that down. So what we're doing here is what I'm on is I'm on a page, which is grassrootspriorities.com. Grassrootspriorities.com. Now, this is Texas specific, and I'm writing to my representative, Andrew Murr. And I'm writing, Andrew, you represent a conservative district. Please vote accordingly. We did not elect you to vote for Democrats to have power in the House. Please do not support Democrat chairs. So what happens? So there you go. So that's the note. I'm going to move this off of here, and I'm going to add in my phone number and my address because they want those things. Let's see. There we go. And click send. And my message was successfully sent. And this is one of the ways that we become actively engaged or actively involved in what's happening. Now, there's a video here as an example.
Drinking cold water flushes 67 pounds of fat. All right, yeah. If you're struggling...
There we go.
When you think of government, do you get that happy, peaceful feeling? Or do you get increasingly frustrated at being ignored by people who think they're smarter than you? The government seems to excel at trying to undo whatever you do. We hear people say not to mess with Texas, but the government has made Texas a mess. In politics, you hear the term grassroots. Well, the grassroots is you. It's we the people. Here in Texas, there's an organization made of people just like you that works tirelessly to make sure that our political class remembers who is supposed to be in charge. That organization is called Grassroots America, We the People. We're creating tools and videos for you to share with those you know. And we're providing training, showing you how to win the battles ahead. The Founding Fathers constituted a government that would put you at the top of the pecking order, but that's not what we have today. The grassroots here in America and throughout Texas need to work together to reclaim what's ours. We the people. That phrase once helped inspire patriots to work together to win freedom. Let's do it again. Political advertising.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called UltraShot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for its sport cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I continue bringing you some grassroots encouragement. Check this out.
It wasn't that long ago that leaders of the Democrat Party in Texas decided that they didn't like responsible legislation to secure our elections. And so they left the state so that the legislation couldn't pass. That's right. They just flew to D.C. and hammed it up for the cameras, leaving Texas in a lurch. That's how hard they wanted to fight Republicans in Texas. They up and vacated their job during session so that nothing could happen while they were gone. And we hear that our Republican leaders want to hand these same Democrats committee chair positions, giving them, once again, the power to stop what millions of Republicans in Texas know is best for Texas. Secure elections, a secure border, making our schools safe and free of pornographic materials, stopping sex change butchery and sterilization on kids. These are not extreme positions, but Democrats fight these common sense priorities. So why give them the chance to do so? In fact, in the March Republican primary, over 80% of Republicans in Texas, not just those who attended the convention, but statewide, said that we must stop this absurd practice of allowing Democrats to sideline what's best for Texas. Our Republican representatives need to remember that these priorities came not from the Republican Party of Texas, but from the people who elected them into office. This is not an RPT agenda. It is the voters' agenda. The Democrats were willing to leave their elected job and received no penalty from our Republicans for doing so. If the Speaker of the House were a Democrat today, do you believe that they would allow a Republican to chair a committee who would shepherd through legislation that might secure our elections or our border or ban pornographic materials in our schools? Of course they wouldn't. We will soon see if our Republican leadership listens to the Republican voters who elected them and that they represent. Over 80% of us want to end this bad practice. If this matters to you, then join us in urging our elected Republicans to do the right thing for Texas. Go to grassrootspriorities.com to send your representatives a personalized email urging them to pass our Republican priorities.
Grassrootspriorities.com. Grassrootspriorities.com. This is such a critical issue. Please understand, you know, folks talk about, I was visiting with Dr. Dave yesterday, and he was saying he thinks that Lee Zeldin should be President Trump's vice presidential candidate because he thinks that New York would then flip red and somehow we would pick up all those electoral votes. I think that you're, you know, kind of dreaming, but maybe, who knows? I know that there's an undercurrent in California, and if elections were not being so severely tainted, perhaps something could change there as well. But here's a fact. The fact is that Texas is still clinging to biblical conservatism. We're holding on. In fact, that piece of information that you just saw,
I guarantee,
indicates that 81% of our state is in agreement with those common sense things: the securing of the border, stop sexualizing the kids, stop forcing gender perversion on the children. Quit spending money we don't have. You know, the property tax for us here in Texas, the property tax issue. But these are common sense issues that are really not up for debate amongst 81% of the population of Texas. And yet, as you saw, you have a situation where, you know, these individuals that chose to fly away, I mean, my goodness, these are not crazy radical concepts. Defending election integrity, making sure that who the people vote for ends up in office, securing the border, banning gender modification of children, and then stopping all of the sexualization, the obscene stuff that's in kids' libraries and being taught to young children in school. We've talked about it here in the program, how that destroys their conscience and desensitizes them. And yet here in Texas, the Texas quote-unquote leadership, Governor Abbott and Dan Patrick, are happy with a guy like Dade Phelan, who is going to appoint Democrats as chairpersons of committees for the purpose of killing bills that they apparently don't want to go through. That's a fact. And I have argued with representatives in the Texas House and Senate since 2011, since we arrived here in Texas in 2011, about this very issue. And I'm told, well, you know, one of these days they're going to be in charge and we believe that they're going to give us, you know, equal time. They don't. They never have. And it's worse now than it's ever been. The Democratic Party has taken its position. They've swallowed their pill and taken their stand. And sadly, it's an atheistic stand. It's a godless stand. It's a euthanasia, kill babies. You want to talk about suicide rates and why they're up? Well, they're up because of policies put into place by Democrats. Policies that give people no hope. Policies that open up borders, and who wins with an open border? It's not the migrant that's coming across that wins. The migrant becomes a slave to several different elements down there along the border. And the migrant neighborhoods, which they're not migrants, but the American citizen neighborhoods of Chinese, Hispanic, and Black Americans are the ones that suffer the most. Because those are the areas where the criminal element then goes in and brings this horde of individuals who are in modern day slavery with them. And then in order to protect their neighbors, who do they call? No one. They can't call anyone. It's why out on Long Island, and Dave Zier and I had a conversation about this, but about 6 years ago now, no, maybe more like about three years ago now, it would have been roughly 3.5. President Trump, Tom Homan was involved in that. I believe Mark Morgan as well. But President Trump had ICE go in, and with the assistance of some border protection and other law enforcement, they cleaned up an area out in Long Island that had been taken over by the cartels, by MS-13, in fact. That's why he sat and he said what he said about MS-13. And you heard the Democrats saying, oh, don't call those people that. How could you dare call those MS-13 bad people? Well, the MS-13 gang is evil. Sadly, I mean, as a believer, as a pastor, as a Christian, you pray for every soul. But there's a choice that individuals make, and calling evil evil is that. You call it the way that it is. It's evil. And he went in and set that neighborhood free. But you had businesses, and the only way you could do business in those neighborhoods was to pay MS-13 the protection money. MS-13 came in and basically took over those neighborhoods. Good law-abiding, God-fearing people were put under the thumb of that evil entity, because the government, who was set up for the purpose of defending the rights of the individual and doing righteousness, was either A, derelict and not involved, or B, complicit and on the same payroll with MS-13. That's what's been going on in our country, and that's the danger of a Democratic agenda, and especially here in Texas. So go to grassroots priorities. Go to grassroots priorities, and if you live here in Texas, find your representative, your senator, or your state rep, and send them this letter, and then follow that up with a phone call and let them know how concerned you are. We'll be back. A lot more to talk about coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified
now. Off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I want to let you know, coming up in about 10 minutes, David Summerall will be with me. StopHate.com. StopHate.com. We'll get an update on J6, what's happening with regards to that. We talked a bit about that yesterday. And some good information yesterday as it relates to that on the debate that was actually happening on the floor, and perhaps really some insight into why those provocateurs were there and did what they did to stop the process that was actually happening, the constitutional process to call into question the results of the 2020 election. And the complaint that was signed by 60 members of Congress, and then Senator Ted Cruz determined to sign it as well as a senator. And of course, you know, several things come out of that, right? Ted Cruz would have been the people's hero for having done that. And the left couldn't have a Ted Cruz as the people's hero. Senator Ted Cruz has been a warrior for the Constitution of the United States of America. He has been a warrior for the values that represent our country. His father, Raphael, is a regular guest here on the program. And I know there have been people who have some issues or what have you. But Cruz was the senator that actually signed the Electoral College complaint that caused the debate that was actually happening in the House and in the Senate over the issue of whether or not, and they were about ready to go ahead and send the first state they were going through, Arizona, they were about ready to send the results back to Arizona and say, you need to look at these things again, which would have triggered what we've already seen happen in Arizona, where Arizona has come to certain parts, certain individuals. And again, all of that prior to the debacle of what just has taken place in this last midterm. And understand that the larger picture that's associated with that is, okay, wait, they've just about had pierced our invisible magical shield in Arizona to get a recall done on 2020. We've got to get in here and create so much ruckus in 2022. We've got to hang on to this. And so even though, and we watched it, I broadcast for you the Maricopa County Board of Election Supervisors and all of the poll workers that came forward and said, hey, this, you know, this is what I saw. This is what I saw. This is what I was a witness to. You can't certify this election in this county based on the evidence that was presented before you, but it was already decided. All of this, this was all put in place. And the question asked of, you know, well, how did a person who was running a big organization for the government under the Democratic control in DC end up taking this little podunk job in this little tiny county? Well, it's very simple. They were positioning people because of what had happened in 2020. Because of what had happened in 2016. When Hillary Clinton lost the election. And Dr. Dave said something to me yesterday. He said, you know, don't you find it interesting that Hillary Clinton didn't have a concession speech? I mean, here's the reality. The reality is you don't go into the election with the idea of writing, but you write a speech, one that you're going to give if you win and one that you're going to give if you lose, because you're not supposed to really know for sure which is going to happen. It's the will of the people. You're in an election. They're voting. Yet Hillary Clinton, she didn't write a concession speech. Because now you could say, oh, well, that's, she's just a very positive person. Yeah, maybe. But I think more appropriately, someone in her organization would have had a concession speech written for her to look at if she lost. That's just how the game is. And that was never done, because there was no question in their minds. She couldn't lose. The fix was in. But the numbers were so overwhelming, they weren't prepared for them. In 2020, they thought they were prepared, and the numbers still overwhelmed them. My whole point in bringing this is that on January 6th, there was a process that was in place that was happening, and that's why the provocateurs were set loose. That's why everything started to unravel. They had to create the chaos. But they weren't satisfied with that chaos. They also had to create the issues in Arizona so they could do what they just did. And that's why our discernment has to be on absolute high alert. On absolute high alert. Because the battle that we are fighting and the people that we are fighting, this is a long-term war for them. This isn't short-term. They're in this for the long haul. And we've got to commit to start pushing back and get engaged. There's a great letter, I was going to mention it, by David Lane, American Renewal Project. And he talks about Christendom. There's another, a great article by Victor Davis Hanson called Our Parasitic Generation. And it addresses the deficits. Every piece of this, deficits, borders, immigration, drugs, how you raise your kids, school, education, health care, there isn't any piece of this that is not covered by and addressed by a biblical value. None of it. None of it. That's why we've got to get back to the biblical foundation, and that's why our founding fathers, that's why the Bible was a part of the education process until the 1960s. And look what's happened to our country. But the precursors for that and the elimination of prayer in the Bible started in the 1920s with the Scopes Trial. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. David Summerall joins me on the other side.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the trembling in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
it's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.